Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about negotiated sales versus alternative marketing arrangements in just a moment.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull and Female Sale Friday, October 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This year featuring 49 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls, 3 registered Red Angus bred heifers, and 8 registered Red Angus open heifers. Online bidding is available through DV Auction. For auction details and a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or contact Benji or Lori White, 580-334-2801.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
Another virtual cattle meeting, another opportunity to hear from Randy Block with Cattle Facts about where we are in the cattle market right now. He had some interesting Q&A with the Texas Cattle Feeders Association convention during their virtual meeting this week. And one of the things he talked about, negotiated sales, cash trade, if you please, versus alternative marketing arrangements, AMAs. How do you balance price discovery with making sure we get all the value we can from those premium animals that we're producing here in 2020. Randy Block says one way to approach this is to get more slaughter capacity in our packing plants. That would increase the level of competition for available cattle.
When we got out of balance in here over the last several years with the number of animals that we're producing, fed cattle that we're producing versus our harvest capacity, again, market access is a big deal. So what we really need is some additional packing capacity. I really believe what we're talking about today is as much of a capacity issue as it is a price discovery issue. So if we had another 3,000 or 4,000 head a day harvest capacity in our marketplace today, I don't believe we'd be having this conversation.
At the end of the day, Randy Block believes that it's important to have a balance between price discovery, cash sales, if you please, and ways to extract maximum value for these top choice and prime animals we're producing.
In 2000 to 2005 over here, about 50 to 55% of our production was choice and prime at that time period. Today, we're up in here where it's in the mid-80s. 83% this year is what we're expecting we're going to see. So we've seen a tremendous increase in that. And again, a lot of that is associated with people willing to sell the cattle with the hide off and get paid for the quality of the product that they're producing. Again, if you look back over time, there's a lot of cattle that sell on grids and formulas that don't bring a price premium. But those that are able to hit the price targets or the quality targets, they will generate some additional revenue. So that's what I was speaking about, is finding a balance. Again, additional harvest capacity, I think, would be the quickest solution to some of this. But we do have to make a decision as an industry. Is the cash market worth saving? It's really that simple. And I think based on the way our markets work today, I think we all know the answer to that today is yes, it's worth saving in here. But we've got to be able to do it. And again, some of these regions of the country, Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma region is one of the regions that I think this conversation really has to be focused in.
Now, during that question and answer session, Randy Block was also asked about what he thought the odds were of actually getting some additional packing capacity, something that he believes is very important for the well-being of the cattle industry going forward.
When we think about the liquidation phase we went through, particularly from 2010 to 2014, and then what was spurred on with the expansion after that, again, we went through a major, major shift. The packers were losing a ton of money in here in that 2012, 13, 14, 15 time period. They responded very quickly and closed plants. And you get a situation like we've got today. I'm a believer that the free market system works. When you have the kind of profitability we have in the packing industry today, economics tell you it is going to attract additional capacity. I believe that will be the case. I do not believe it will be capacity like we see today, where they're 5,000 and 6,000 head a day plants. I believe there'll be smaller plants. They'll have more robotics, more cobotics in them. Plants that will probably be somewhere in here closer to a 1,500 head a day, maybe 1,000 head a day. So we could see a series of those type of plants that are a little more nimble, that could respond to some of these niche markets. I believe that's where the future of our industry is more of those smaller, more nimble packing plants that don't cost as much money, but have an opportunity that they can come in and build more of these niche products for consumers, U.S. and globally.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 8th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997, SLA-TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,300 head will be on offer. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And you can call for more information, 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.